when you're in the ice and you're up to your neck in it and you're in the cold, you find out a lot about yourself.
It's 6 a.m. on the 1st of August, 2018. We're in Dunleary in Dublin at the 40 foot, which is a place people go to jump in the sea. And it's really cold. This morning, a new group is gathered here. A group that's never jumped in the sea before. And they don't really like the cold. They're here to face their fears. That fear of the cold. That fear of being cold. Their fear of ice. This is Neil.
I'm Neil O'Murku. I'm a Wim Hof method instructor and all-around human being. Sometimes.
He's going to help people conquer these fears. Neil is going to teach them how to breathe. Now, that might sound strange, but it's actually a very strange method of breathing. Neil learned this method of breathing from a man called Wim Hof. This is a story about Neil and his wife Josie and how Wim Hof changed their lives. Here's Josie.
In November 2015, my brother sadly died, so I was engulfed, I suppose, with grief and sadness, and then we were just trying to get through the day and look after the four children. Neely had listened to a Joe Rogan podcast about Wim Hof, and there was a Vice documentary about Wim Hof, so myself and Neely watched it, and it just like struck a chord. I couldn't believe it. He was such a charismatic character, but really his message that you could actually heal yourself through breathing and cold was incredible, so we decided to give it a go.
Back in Dunleary, Niall gathers people around and begins to teach everyone the Wim Hof breathing method.
Come on in, lads, come on in. Take a seat. Stephen, you're going to have a seat there. So as we're doing the breathing, just take it nice and easy, no pushing. No forcing, because we're going to be holding our breath and we're going to be doing a few things like that. So one of the kind of big lessons is no forcing, no pushing. So everybody, if you want to get nice and relaxed, put your hand on your belly if you can. And we're going to breathe in through the belly, up into the chest, up into the head, and then we're going to let go. So you don't have to breathe in through your nose, your mouth. You can decide which one suits best, but we're going to breathe like this, look. And then let go. And again, letting go. Breathe up through the belly. Belly, chest, head, let it go. Not all the way out, just let it go. Big breaths. And we're gonna breathe like this for 30 big breaths in. Let it go. In through the belly. Nice and relaxed.
So we put on Wim, we lay down in here, and we started breathing really deeply, and I just felt amazing. It was like I was breathing into my toes and breathing into the ends of my fingertips, and like it was like there was oxygen flying around every bit of my body. And initially I kind of felt a bit like woozy, I think probably after the first round, and then I just felt so calm and happy. Like it was really incredible. It changed the whole dynamic of my body. And then we went into the cold, and thoughts of getting into a freezing cold shower at like 10 o'clock at night weren't really particularly appealing. It was grim, but you know, the sense of achievement of when you got in and you did it, and we'd encourage each other and time each other and like be saying to each other, you're halfway there, And to keep the focus of the breathing was the most life-changing thing I had ever done, just after the first time we even tried it.
Now, when you've come to the end of that round, if you want to just start wiggling your fingers, wiggling your toes, bring a bit of movement back into the body. Rotate the neck. We've been doing some pretty profound breathing. The nervous system takes a little while to readjust itself afterwards. Shake it out. Stretch. And now the best bit. Let's jump into the sea.
One by one, people nervously walk towards the sea. Some jump straight in. Others are a bit more nervous.
I don't like going up there, it's just so really fun.
In those few minutes in the sea, that same group of people that were afraid and tired and bleary-eyed at 6 a.m, it's a different group of people. They come out of the sea invigorated, relaxed, ecstatic. And Neil explains why.
The breathing changes the chemistry in the body, so for the rest of the day, you can't be stressed. You know, your body's much more relaxed. Any stress that you take on, you can deal with much better. Energy levels go up, hormones balance, everything. So you've changed the chemistry of your body this morning by doing that breathing.
Really?
And it stays with you for 24 hours, yeah.
And I'm living proof of that, because I've been an unwrapped thyroid, and part of that, like one of the symptoms is extreme cold all the time, so my extremities, and that's where Neil had said to me, do the breathing, come down, like, and I did it before down at Devil's Glen with them, and it really does make a difference. Even if I'm not getting in for a swim, it changes.
Really?
Yeah, because I can't, like, it's a terrible thing, like, you know, even during the heat wave there, and I was out walking up Crone Woods with my sister, and she was like, God, I think she's so hot. And I said, oh, look, I'll put my hand on your... She's like, you're like a timid person, literally.
Like
my hands and feet will always... They're never warm, ever. But one of the things is that with this breathing, I found that I've more control over it. It doesn't... Like, I've got... Hello, we're getting to the sea.
Exactly. I always watched Neely swimming in the sea all year round, and I was thinking I'd love to be able to do that, but I love the heat and I love the sun, and it, you know, I never thought I'd be able to get in. So for the winter solstice, after we'd been doing Wim Hof for a few weeks, we said, right, okay, we'll go for a swim in the 40 foot. And I was petrified all the way there, and I thought, maybe now when we get to the beach, maybe they'll have closed the 40 foot for some reason, which was never going to happen. But I thought, you know, maybe something will have happened. And we got there hilariously, and the council were there and they were bleaching the 40 foot. And I was saying, I don't think we're going to be able to get in for a swim. And I was saying to the fellow from the council, can we get in today? And he went, oh, yeah, just avoid the bleach with your feet. And I was thinking, oh, okay. So we got into the 40 foot and that was brilliant. I couldn't believe the feeling of elation and power I had when I came out of it. I actually turned around to him and I said, I feel like I could lift a car. It was probably like up there with having my children for the best feeling I ever had. I just felt so happy and powerful in myself, and I thought, God, I could do anything now. And that isn't a feeling I would have experienced often before that. I used to initially only go with Neil or with friends, and now I go on my own, and every time I go on my own, even I think, you got in there on your own, when the weather is bad or it's not appealing, or even when it's beautiful, that I just get in and it's just me and the sea, and I'm breathing and I'm not thinking about anything else but the breath and the cold. It's the best thing you could do for yourself, and it's free.